Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 15 minutes now before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by Amy McQueen, the Executive Director of the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation. Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Good.
It's been too long since we've had the opportunity to visit.
I can't believe it's been as long.
It's been a while.
It was before Christmas, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
Wow.
For sure it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time flies.
So, it does. That it does. And it seems like it's picking up steam
yes.
as I get a little older. Not that I'm old.
We're not
but
old.
But it just seems like it's maybe going a little faster than
right.
it used to.
Right. We were just talking, like, my youngest daughter came home for college last night. I can't, like, I don't yeah. even know how that's possible.
I don't either. My youngest daughter has graduated from college. So, wow. Yeah, yeah. How does that happen?
I know.
Goodness, where'd that
crazy.
Time go?
Right.
So, give me a big picture. Your youngest daughter, talk to me a little bit about
okay.
big picture view of the McQueen household before we talk about Clarinda Economic Development.
Okay.
What's going on?
So Madison just finished up her first year at Northwest.
Yeah.
She's studying business management. She went in with like 40 credits. So
yeah.
she's
way ahead of the game,
which
That's
is nice.
Yeah.
So she'll be home for the summer. She's watching some kiddos for a family in Clarinda. And then Jordan and Xander, Jordan's our middle daughter. They get married in September. So we're wedding planning.
Uh-huh.
Fun times. Big stuff is taken care of. Little details are still to be worked out, which
uh-huh.
is fine.
Yeah,
we've got plenty of time, although
well,
it flies.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it.
Right, right.
So,
and our oldest daughter is in Council Bluffs, and she works for the court system in Council Bluffs. And so we see her when she can get away. And
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't you like seeing your kiddos?
I love seeing my kiddos.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
It
grounds you. It when you have good people that are your children and you have kind of taken credit for making them good people, it does. It makes a mama's heart happy.
Well, I try to take credit for all the good stuff and tell the other is Melanie.
I don't think Andy would like me blaming him for the bad stuff.
But people that know us know that that's absolutely not true. So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool. Good
yeah.
deal. All right. So, Clarinda, how long have you been the executive director?
Just over 5 years.
No way.
Yeah. I love it, too.
Is it fun?
It is so much fun.
You have some things happening, too.
We do. We have yeah. a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah.
I think one of the best things that we have going on is kind of behind the scenes, which is the collaboration with the other nonprofits, kind of like the Chamber and the Foundation and
yeah.
the Clarinda Collaborative and all of those things that we didn't have before. And
mm-hmm.
so this afternoon at lunch, our executive boards of all of those organizations are getting together to just kind of give updates on what each organization is doing and how can we help lift those other ones up, support them, assist them, whatever they need, and then vice versa. So that was really important to me when I started was
yeah.
to start having open conversations with the others in town, that the other leadership organizations.
I think it's important that we... my two cents, to have those organizations like that you just named.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even on a larger footprint through mm-hmm. Southwest Iowa for people to work together.
I agree.
I think it's really important because just look at all the communities through Southwest mm-hmm. Iowa, population decline. I mean, it's just common. I mean, throughout Southwest Iowa we're at. So I
right.
think it's important for everyone to work together.
And that does happen. I don't know if a lot of people know about this, but that does happen. Southwest Iowa Coalition is back up and running. I think we visited just briefly about
mm-hmm.
it before. But that is, I'm not going to remember all of the counties, but so Stanton and Red Oak and Adams County, Taylor County, Mills County. Like there's a lot of counties that get together. We try to get together once a quarter. It doesn't
yeah.
always work out that way, to just support each other
uh-huh.
and you know, share ideas. And our housing program that we started back in 17 has kind of helped other communities because we were willing to share that information. So it does happen. It just kind of happens behind the scenes, maybe.
I want to hear about the housing program that you started back in 17. What do you, how's it going? Where are you at? Talk to me about it.
Okay.
Give me some of the details.
So the beauty of our infill program is that we have a tremendous partnership with the city. And so they will get purchased dilapidated properties or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes they're gifted lots
mm-hmm.
as well. And then there's a grant program that they developed that would then grant those lots over to economic development.
Okay.
And then we would then put the houses on them. We would be the developer. We would be the funder.
We'd be in the Clarinda Economic Development. Okay.
Correct. And so we have built economic development, 6 houses. But then in 2 others in conjunction with the contractor that built our homes. So there were, at 2 different locations, 2 houses going up next door to each other at the same time. One was economic developments and one was the contractors. So we put, you know, those houses, those lots are back on the tax roll, actually generating funds for our community, which was the whole, that's the whole purpose of it, as well as, you know, finding housing for people to live, obviously.
Having housing for people to live, back on the tax rolls, these are good things.
Absolutely.
These are positive things.
And so right now, we have found a couple of contractors that are willing to take on our program so that we can kind of just help on the back end. We're trying to get creative with that. We have workforce housing tax credits that we had been awarded when I built the first house 3-4 years ago. And so we have some funds sitting there that we can assist some builders, or we're trying to get creative on how to support them still, but not necessarily be the developer.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things going on with that.
Are there more houses in the conversation that are going to take place?
There are.
Yes.
But we're not necessarily going to be the developer.
Okay. All right. Well, there's more to come on, but this
more
is good, right?
We want that to happen. Yes, more to come. So
that is one thing that we have touched on, but you're up to five or six homes now.
Yeah.
Very cool. Talk to me about, let's talk about the golf tournament.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about that. The Clarinda Economic Development Annual Golf Tournament. The details, Amy, when it is, where it is, kind of give me some of the details. What's it for? Talk to me about that.
So it's a fundraiser for economic development. We're funded by the city, funded by the county, stakeholders, but this will go towards some of the projects that we want to support others, like consulting and all of those good things that economic developers do.
Yeah.
So it goes to support the organization. It's June 11th, I believe.
That is correct.
June 11th. Lunch will be at 11 o'clock at the Clarinda Country Club. And then shotgun start at noon.
Okay.
The Cardinal sponsor, which includes lunch, a foursome, and a whole sponsorship, is $425. The gold sponsor is the foursome and lunch is $300. And then a whole sponsorship is $125.
Are those dollars? Will this fill up? I mean, you think?
I hope so.
That'd be great. Will you cap it? Do you have a number in mind?
I would not want to go over 36.
Yeah.
Just because it's so much. But yeah, we would love to max out at 36.
Are there opportunities for sponsorship for
anybody?
For other like whole sponsors.
Whole sponsors. Yeah, raffle prizes.
Yes.
So we have the raffle, and then we also have a live auction after the tournament is over. This year with the auction is 4 Cubbies tickets in the Maker's Mark box, which is between first base and right field, about 5 to 8 rows up.
Wow.
Food and drink 2 hours before and 1 hour after, and then drink during. So
tell me that again. 4 tickets.
4 tickets.
In the Maker's Mark box. See, this sounds like we're starting off on the right foot.
Yeah.
So where is it at?
The Cubbies.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah. But where's the box at?
Oh, the box is at between first base and right field, like 5 or 8 rows up. I need to get those details. Are you going to come to the auction, Aaron?
Wow. That's going to be an auction item? Now, that would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be a hoot.
I love to go to the Cubbies game or come to the auction.
Well, both. Both. But in my mind, I'm thinking the game would be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Yes, a lot of fun.
Wow, that's a great item.
It is. But we're looking for more, you know.
So it doesn't have to be a box Cubbies tickets,
no,
right? No, you
it
don't
does
have
not
to do
have,
that.
No, that's.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. When that was brought up to me, I thought,
wow.
Okay.
But whatever the case may be, people can donate to that or get in touch with you. What's the right thing to do?
Yeah, they can call me. 712-542-2160 is my office number. 712-303-1093 is my cell phone number. So yeah, they can
reach out to you.
Reach out to me, and
they can donate to the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
They can put a team together, mm-hmm, and let you know. Mm-hmm. Is that the
yes.
right thing to do?
Yes. And then I'll get them an invoice or whatever works best for them.
Okay.
As far as getting payment.
Okay. Walk me through that day again. I think I interrupted you, Amy. So it starts at what time?
Lunch is at 11,
mm-hmm,
and then shotgun start at noon.
Okay.
And then we'll golf as long as
necessary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then you have a raffle.
Mm-hmm. We'll have snacks afterwards, and then we'll have the raffle, and we'll have a live auction, and obviously give the winners. And there's flight prizes for the first, second, and third place.
Do you golf?
No. I mean, Andy and I used to golf.
Yeah.
I can't say that I would ever call myself a golfer.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have fun until I don't, and then.
The golf club goes flying.
I've never thrown a golf club.
Okay.
No, I've never. I might have pounded it on the ground a couple of times, but I've never thrown one.
All right. I think I may have, but not intentionally.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
I've commented a few times that I would put my game against anyone for lack of performance.
Me too. We're right there.
Because when I tee off, I say, and I'm not joking. You, in any direction, you better watch out.
Even backwards. Okay.
I'm telling you, it can be bad.
I don't think I've ever hit it backwards.
Well, I don't know that I've necessarily hit it backwards, but maybe the golf club. I mean, there's just a lot that can happen. So anyway, but you don't have to be good to enjoy it.
No, it's just a good time. And it's a great place to network too. Last year was a lot of fun for me. I got to MC the afterwards, which I don't normally get to do. And so I had enough help in the beginning that I got to go see the people that were there and made it possible. And, it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this year too.
Sign up, get your team in there. Mm-hmm. If you're an individual, you'll place them on a team.
Yes, I'm sure we will be able to find a team for somebody to put on.
All right. So put that down again. It's June 11th.
June 11th, yes, at the Clarinda Country Club.
Okay. Amy McQueen with me, the Clarinda Economic Development Director. Okay. Let's talk about anything else around the golf tournament that we need to mention that we left out.
Nope. We'll remind everybody later.
So let's talk about Vision 35. We talked about this the last time you were here, but tell me what's going on, where you're at. Give me some details.
So Vision 35, the business park obviously is...
we're going to touch on that in a minute, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is a big part of that, too, getting that certified and getting, you know, people interested in that. Obviously, supporting the school mm-hmm. as far as the bond issue, Pebble, whatever comes forward from mm-hmm. that. You know, that's obviously Mr. Privia's discretion.
Yes.
And then Leadership Clarinda is in the works. That's a leadership program. There's a lot of leadership programs around the state of Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And so we have kind of mimicked this.
So what's it going to tell me? Give me some details about what's it going to be.
Okay. So it's, I think they're cap, and I'm not on the committee, so I apologize for not having all the details, but I think they're going to cap it at like 12 to 14 people.
Uh-huh.
It runs from September to May.
Okay.
And businesses will send employees to these sessions. There, mm-hmm. it's one day a month, and there is. I've been asked to talk about, you know, economic development and how tourism and mm-hmm. all of those types of things. And then there's a book that's included in that, and then there is going to be some testing, some personality testing that comes through on that. And so, and a lot of it is local leaders. Existing leaders, business owners, people in like the hospital, the school, things like that,
yeah,
that are going to teach people about Clarinda, but they're also going to make it into how can me, if I'm not a leader already, step up to the plate so that we have a continual bucket of leaders that are excited and engaged, yes, about how to move Clarinda forward to the next, you know.
Learning more about Clarinda, mm-hmm. businesses, people, that sort of thing that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And developing leadership skills for the next generation people coming along.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, when you sit in a seat like mine, you look out and you're like, that person would be so great. But there's almost kind of an apathy thing. Like they just I don't want to know if I want to put myself out there. And so hopefully this will kind of light a fire under some people that are just on the cusp. one of the other things is some people don't know what to do when they're on a board.
Yeah.
You know, and so, or what the expectations are. So, mm-hmm. so there's a nonprofit day that people can learn about what it takes to be on a board and things like that. So I'm excited about that. That was one of those things that I started talking with my board about, like, I think 2 or 3 years ago, about getting a leadership program. There's a lot of moving parts to it, and these folks that are taking it on are doing a great job of yeah. of getting all that taken care of.
So that is underway, right? I mean, that planning, it's going to start this September.
Yeah, it'll start this September.
That'll be here soon.
Yes.
Time flies.
September, yeah. Yes.
So will people... Will employers just place people? Do you apply to that position, or how does that? How will people get placed on this in the class?
You apply. There's okay. on the Clarinda Foundation website. There is the link to the application process.
Okay.
So if you go to the Clarinda Foundation website, you'll be able to find the application, and then.
And you will limit it because it is. I mean, that mm-hmm. like it's not just an
right
like 12 to 15 people.
Right,
like
12 to 15. Like yeah. Okay. Depending.
All right. So that's new.
That's new, and it's very exciting.
Looking forward to that. So yeah. we had some of the info housing.
Mm-hmm.
We did leadership Clarinda
mm-hmm.
from Vision 35. Is that right. out of Vision 35?
Yes, okay. that was one of our priorities out of Vision 35. And then once we get this leadership going, then a spawn from that would be Young Professionals Group.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that we can kind of piggyback from leadership Clarinda into the Young Professionals to try to get our youngers.
What else is going on from Vision 35?
We're still supporting the school. Like, that's sure. obviously. we're talking about daycare.
Yes.
Expansion.
That's a big challenge.
It's not a profitable business, right?
No, right.
And so one of the things that happened recently, I also sit on the Clarinda Foundation board. And that's been an eye-opening experience for me. I love it. One of the things that happened with our day with Grandma's House Daycare in Clarinda is we had a very generous donation that the Clarinda Foundation was challenged to have a challenge grant.
Yeah.
So we doubled the money that person gave, and we were able. And then Grandma's House also had a fundraiser, and we doubled the money that they raised, and they paid off their building.
That's awesome.
That, and it was not a small chunk of change.
Wow.
And so they can use the funds that they were using to pay off their loans for wages or programs or, you know, whatever they need down there. But mm-hmm. that facility is, number one, not big enough. So we have to get creative on how, and that conversation is happening, on how to get them a better, larger facility.
Around the conversation of economic development, people are looking at small communities. Mm-hmm. One of the things that young people are going to be asking about
yeah.
at the top of the conversation will be daycare.
Correct.
I mean, it is because that's what everyone's asking about.
Yes.
At that age.
Yes. And we have to support the employees of the daycare in order for them to stay there so we can fill the spots.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't have employees, you don't have teachers at the daycare, you can't have kiddos there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a balancing act, and it's not an easy one. The director of Grandma's House is amazing, and she does a great job. But it's just the funding part of it.
You hope to expand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And add more available spots for
yes,
kiddos?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And wraparound program for the school. Like, it's a partnership between the city, the daycare, and the school system. Mm-hmm. Like, we couldn't do it without the school system. And those conversations are very serious, and something will happen.
Okay.
That's
right.
What I'm going to say. Something will happen.
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat now. It's a cliffhanger. Amy McQuaid with me, the executive director of the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation. Can we talk about the business park?
Yeah.
The Hugh and Maxine Loudon Business Park?
Yes. So that land, it sits between, it's on the bypass on the south side of town. It sits
yep.
between AgriVision and AgriLand on the very south side. There's a parcel on the north side of the bypass, and there's a smaller, like, 7-acre parcel on the south side. We are mainly focused on the north side. It's the larger of the two.
Okay.
That was donated to us by Lynn and Orville Dodd.
Amazing. Wow.
Absolutely.
It's over 100 acres, I think, is it not?
No, it's just around 60. 63, 60. I think, is the exact number. But
there
still,
you go.
It doesn't make any difference.
Wow.
Like, that's
63 acres donated
yeah.
for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any place for development. Like
right.
if a new business wanted to come to town, we'd be like, I don't know what to tell you. Uh-huh. I mean, and we did have those conversations, unfortunately. So very generous. And we are so grateful to the Loudon family to have the foresight to be able to do that. Hugh was he loved economic development. That's what drove him. And so we, as a committee, a physical resources committee, which is Gary McLarnon, myself, Dan Comer from Bank Iowa, Josh Wyman from Shore Motor Company, and the mayor, we put together some parameters, and a lot of those parameters are based on paying homage to Hugh and mm-hmm. his vision for economic development. And so the businesses that come in, there will be an employee count that we would require in order for them to be eligible to be in the business park.
So is there certification with the business park that you go through?
Yeah. So you don't have to.
Okay.
I chose to. Yeah. I think it's very important because I'm a one person show, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't have my own marketing department. I don't have my own developer, right? I'm all of it. And so the certification process through Iowa Economic Development Authority, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like geotechnical borings, wetlands delineation. We had to get SHPO involved, which is the Historic Preservation Office at the state level. There's just so many layers. All of my utility partners had to be involved in it. But once that is all completed, and we are
very close,
we finally just got the last DNR report back that said you're good to go. The Iowa Economic Development Authority will put that out there on their website as a certified site.
Mm-hmm.
They'll help market it.
And the reason that's important is because, like, all those things that you're going through now,
mm-hmm.
you've checked all the boxes.
Yep.
Then that organization that's looking at developing, they don't have to check all those boxes.
They don't.
It's done.
It's done. They don't have to worry about something coming back when they try to put something on there. They don't have to pay for having those testings done.
It's all done.
It's all taken care of. We'll have a deliverable that I can go to a business and say, if you're looking to expand, here you are.
Right.
Like, this is all taken care of. This is the load of the electrical. This is the load of the water and the wastewater and all of that kind of thing. So it will be in a nice, pretty little box.
And you're close.
Yeah. That. Yes. Very close. Very close.
That's exciting. I mean, and it's a lot of work. I mean, this has been going on for a while at this point.
Yeah. Over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just awarded the contract for the infrastructure. So that will start working. That we will start working on that. May 4th is the day that they're going to start working on that.
Crane construction?
Yeah.
Got the contract
on
that.
Yeah, it's so exciting that we got a local company
mm-hmm. doing the work at mm-hmm. a local business park.
Yeah.
That's really great.
That's just good. It's fallen into place. So, yeah.
These are good things.
They are.
So when does that start, did you say?
Justin wants to start May 4th,
okay.
and then they will be done by late fall.
So the engineering has been done on all of that as well then?
It's all done. The roads will be in, the infrastructure will all be there. Everything else will be to suit. Like, it'll be shovel ready.
Yeah.
But we'll hook up. We're not platting it. So people can decide.
I need 5 acres. I need 10 acres.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
So what's the anticipation? You say we're really close on the certification. Will that be in May? Will that be in September? Will that be December?
Oh, certification will be finalized by, I would say, middle of May.
Okay.
At the latest.
Okay. So, you're right there at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we have some of the acres are already under purchase agreement. We have very high interest on a couple other parcels already. So, yeah.
This is good stuff, Amy.
It is.
This is good stuff. Amy McQueen with me, by the way, the executive director of the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation. You mentioned your website. You do have a Facebook page.
We do.
As well. Clarinda Economic Development Corporation. If you just search for that, make sure you get the right one. But I don't know if there's another one or not, to be honest with you. And then
DevelopClarinda.org.
Yes, that's the website. Yeah. And there's a link from your Facebook page.
Yes.
So if you want to know more, find out mm-hmm. more, talk to Amy, you can reach out to. Is that the best way? Do you have regular office hours?
I am in the office, I'm going to say 9 to 4 on Tuesday, Thursday, and then I work from home on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so I can take Andy to his appointments.
Okay. So reach out any of those, call, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
The middle of everywhere.
The middle of everywhere.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, Amy, what else do we need? What else are you working on? I mean, your boat's pretty full, sounds like.
Yeah. Helping Gary with the comprehensive plan for the city, updating the comprehensive plan, doing that. I was nominated to apply for Leadership Iowa.
Yes.
So that's a big task too. So I'm working on that application to see if that I get chosen.
So what would that entail?
That is October to June of 26 and 27, 2 days a week, someplace in the state. Just learning about a whole bunch of different things. Kind of like our Leadership Clarinda thing, it's just on a larger scale.
That could be fun.
It would be fun. They choose, I don't know how many applicants.
Educational. Yes. Not necessarily. Everything doesn't have to be necessarily fun.
Right.
But educational and enjoyable.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how many applications they'll have, but they only choose 40 out of the whole state.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see
what
happens.
That's a limited group.
Yes. I have to write 4 essays. I haven't written an essay for I don't know how many years. It's all right. I'll figure it out.
You have a daughter in college, right?
Yeah, she can write them for me.
Yeah, there you go.
She can write them for me.
Lean on her a little bit. She's home from college right now, right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is.
You know what she can be doing.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we need to touch on, Amy? What else do you have going on?
Get through the golf tournament certification process, and then choose the next project, I guess.
So you also have cart rental available.
Yes, cart rental if you need them. There are some at the golf course. I don't know exactly, 12 maybe. But if we go above that, then we'll have to rent carts from an outside entity. So if you do need a cart, it's $100. But just let me know that, and I'll mark you down and make sure we have some for you.
Do that when you register.
Yeah. So there's no surprises.
So get registered. Get ready to go.
Yeah.
Tell me the details again, Amy. And I'm not going to interrupt you this time, I promise. On the golf tournament. Okay. Tell me the details.
It's Thursday, June 11th at the Clarinda Country Club. Lunch is at 11. Shotgun start at noon. $425 for a foursome, lunch, and a whole sponsorship. $300 for foursome and lunch. And a whole sponsorship is $125. Okay. And carts are $100.
There you go.
And there's Cubby's tickets to go auction afterwards.
Do you have the date on that?
You get to choose. Yeah. There's some games that are blocked out, I'm assuming, because they have massive, like...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, like Yankees and the big games. Yeah. But... I think you get to choose which ones you get to go to.
Now, that's pretty cool, really.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. And we'll have drivers and clubs and all that kind of stuff, too. But
what all does the Cubs tickets, what all does that entail? You have pregame, game, after, postgame.
Yes, right. And then you're on the first base side between first base and right field, 5 to 8 rows up, food, drink. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, what else, Amy? What's the rest of your day hold today?
So I have to go back. I have a meeting with the executive boards with the chamber and the foundation this afternoon at noon.
Okay.
And then I have another meeting with somebody who owns an apartment complex in town. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You got things going on.
I do.
Things are happening.
Yes.
If someone wanted to reach out to you for whatever reason.
Yep.
A business idea, economic development. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to do that?
Probably my cell phone.
Yep.
Which is 712-303-1093.
Okay.
My office is at City Hall. I'm there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I can make it work other days, but we'll need to schedule a time on those other days to make sure that I can take care of what else I need to take care of.
You bet. But start a phone call is the easiest way to get started.
Yes.
Very cool. Anything else?
I think we're good.
It is a pleasure. It's been way too long, though. I mean, I'm gonna finish where we started.
I know.
We need this meeting to be more...
More often.
Yeah.
We need to get on the calendar.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Talk to Melanie.
Okay.
Have my people talk to your people, which...
Is my people.
There you go.
I am my people.
There you go. Make it a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Amy McQueen with me this morning from the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation, the executive director of the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation.
KCSI FM, Valeska, Rado.